We have a bit of respite now from the news. Some beautiful music, courtesy of the singing group Voices of Service. The musical quartet made up of members of the military wowed on the TV show America's Got Talent in 2019 with their rendition of One Republic's Choke. They ended up finishing in the top five. As powerful as their musical performance was, it was their message of bringing greater awareness to the struggles of veterans that really resonated with both the audience and the judges. Since then, Voices of Service continues to perform and record. Their members, now retired from the military, are Master Sergeant Caleb Green, Staff Sergeant Ron Henry, Sergeant Major Crystal Reams, and Sergeant First Class Jason Hanna. All four are with us now, and welcome. So nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, I'm new to your music, but once I heard it and your stories, I was so moved by what you're doing. Tell us the mission of Voices of Service. Caleb, do you want to start?
Yes, Jane, I would love to start. We are military veterans who have devoted our time and talent to the inspiration and to help restore and to inspire those who are on a recovery journey. It's a great honor that we have to be able to make music together and to bring about healing.
This is Ron Henry. To just put the icing on the cake on what Caleb said, we're using music as a weapon against anxiety, traumatic stress, not just servicemen and women, but anyone who are facing challenges in their life. And music is that universal language that speaks not only to people, but through people.
Well, let's talk about that moment on stage at America's Got Talent, which brought you a whole new fan base. The audiences loved you. Even the judges were moved. I want to play a clip of Judge Queen Latifah. Let's listen.
Your voices meld together as one so perfectly. And I think about my mom telling me when she would have to wake my father up out of his nightmares from Vietnam. And what you're doing does have a purpose. It will continue to have a purpose. I hope to see you in the finals.
Jason Hanna, what was it like to hear that from her?
It was amazing for several reasons. One, because I grew up listening to Queen Latifah as a old hip hop fan. So that was kind of surreal seeing some of your idols and some of the folks that you know appreciated listening to their music and whatnot. And then they're talking about what you're doing to inspire them. And when I hear that, it always makes me feel, I guess one word is weird, but it always makes me feel kind of honored that we're able to uplift and we're able to offer hope and inspire hope and to help and to heal people. It never gets old, but it's also an amazing feeling to know that you're doing something that's serving your purpose on this earth.
I want to hear more of your music because it's remarkable. This is your version of Katy Perry's Rise off your first release.
When the fire's at my feet again, and the vultures all start circling, whispering, you're out of time, but still I rise. This is no mistake, no accident. When you think the final nail is in, think again.
Crystal, what do you hear in that music?
I hear the words, and they mean so much. You know, when the fire's at my feet again and the vultures all are circling and whispering, you know, you're out of time, but still I rise. Who hasn't been in that place in their life? I also hear discipline, and I also hear the unity that I have with my brothers. And I hear the unity not just in voice, but in movement. We move together as a unit. We sing together as a unit. You know, there's just so much more there that you can't put your hands on, but you can feel.
You all came together as a group what, about 10 years ago now, when did you realize how well the four of your voices work together?
This is Caleb. Wow. I think the chemistry was instantaneous. The artistry was collaborative, innovative, and energizing. And I mean, I could just go on and on about how powerful it is to be in a room, to be on a stage, and to look to my left and hear some of the things that I hear from my friends and what they do to move people.
This is Crystal. I just want to add something to that. So he didn't tell you the whole story. The truth of the matter is, we were supposed to be in a very short rehearsal. And 5 hours later, they had to kick us out of the rehearsal facility because we were so bonded to each other vocally and mentally. Mm-hmm. So we were supposed to be out of there and we didn't leave. We knew at that moment, that instantaneous moment, we knew this is us, this is it, and this is good.
You are singer soldiers with more than 100 years of military service between the four of you. Tell us about your work with CAMO, which is the Center for American Military Music Opportunities. You're trying to bring military communities together to heal through music. As you said, Ron, using music as a weapon. You can hear that mission in a song like Hope.
A little hope.
Have you seen that happen? Music healing the wounds of war, helping people, healing people.
We do it almost every time we sing, Jane. You know, we live in a world today where people wake up every day to a mindset of hopelessness. It is our determination that every time we get on any platform, we want you to know that there is hope.
Ron, you deal with PTSD. How has this group and your music helped you through your struggles, and how has it helped you heal?
I am singing with three beautiful individuals who show me their strength. They show me their possibilities in the way that they walk, in the way that they talk, in their ambition. They show me that, and that gives me hope. That gives me the courage to stand with them and continue to sing with them. And I stress to them every day, I love these individuals. Crystal, I love you. Caleb, I love you. Jason, I love you. I will always say it and always show it, because without you guys, life would be a little bit harder than what it is.
If I was dying on my knees, you would be the one to rescue me.
Jason, how have you seen that happen? Music healing the wounds of war.
When I was deployed to Afghanistan, I was part of a Welsh choir. I deployed with soldiers from the UK. And I noticed that no matter what struggles people went through and what, you know, traumatic situations that they saw when they were out in the field dealing with injured soldiers, we would come together and sing just anything, sing songs in Welsh. We would sing, you know, rock songs. We would sing gospel songs, whatever songs we sang. It had a way of undoing all of the bad stuff that just sometimes has a way of making you just feel like you can't go on. That music just brings you from this place of darkness to this place of light.
You know, my husband is a Navy veteran, and we speak often about trying to bridge the gap between those who serve and sacrifice and the rest of us, right? How do you think your music helps do that?
I think that saying that there's a gap is part of the thing, because the feelings that military folks feel are not just individual to them. Sadness, even PTSD, can come in other forms to other people. So I think showing that there's a likeness in the feelings that we're feeling helps to bridge whatever gap there is.
Hey, this is Ron. it's so important that you be transparent, to show your strength, to be vulnerable in front of people, to let them know that, hey, you're not the only ones that struggle. You're not the only ones that have been through and gone through. Turn what you're going through into something positive that will not only change you, but help change the world.
Voices of Service members Caleb Green, Staff Sergeant Ron Henry, Sergeant Major Crystal Reams, and Sergeant First Class Jason Hanna. Thank you all for your service and for your beautiful music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us. Let me run.